everyone. It's Judy Cohen, and this is Wake Up Call 425. And I want to talk about demons. So I wasn't a kid who had monsters under my bed, but I did have this wallpaper. In my childhood room, I had this wallpaper that would move at night in a kind of a sinister way. It had these giant pink and purple flowers, and they would become kind of demon-like. They would expand and they would move around the walls and make kind of creepy noises. And I would watch them get bigger and more menacing. And then as I drifted off, they'd be shifting and changing and they'd be making those weird sounds. And they weren't exactly scary, but they weren't friendly. And sometimes I can still see them when I close my eyes now. And I never told anyone. I didn't even tell my mom because I didn't want anyone saying I was making it up because I knew I wasn't. So I still have demons, even though I don't have that wallpaper anymore. And my big demon these days is fear. Sometimes it makes sinister noises, but more often it just arises when I bump up against pain that's too much to bear. Pema Chodron talks about this in chapter 8, the first chapter on compassion in the places that scare you. She says, compassion practice is daring. It involves relaxing and learning to allow ourselves to move gently towards what scares us. The trick to doing this is to stay with emotional distress without tightening into aversion, to let fear soften us rather than harden into resistance. So I feel like as lawyers, we have a lot of opportunities to practice moving gently towards what scares us. And instead, we are taught to tighten or to harden. You know, I mean, after all, it's an adversary or aversive system, same root, right? And what most of us have learned, and those of us responsible for legal education and training have also maybe taught, is how to be the kinds of warriors who unsheath our swords and strike because the object is to win. Chances are we haven't had the opportunity to explore or haven't been taught or haven't taught or modeled or mentored if we're in those roles. How to move gently at all. So I'm thinking of a prosecutor. She's supposed to be as aggressive as possible. The dominant legal culture says the defense is her demon. Maybe just because they're adversaries, but also maybe to blind her from seeing the defendant's humanity. Or take a defender. Same thing, but the goal is not seeing the humanity of the prosecutor and instead demonizing her. In civil matters, not different. Person on the other side isn't smart. Opposing counsel can't write. Judge is biased. All of them are demons. Immigration work, ICE and the courts are the demons. Family law, other side is the monster. Nah, and so on. Because to see their humanity is to literally not be able to relate to them as an enemy, as a demon. To see their humanity, it means automatically we're going to care, which is too scary because it might mess up our case. To see them, to see their suffering, to move gently towards them, what kind of adversary system would we have then? How effective would we be then? And so we other each other. We're aversive or we back away in fear. More fundamentally, we forget, if we ever really took note, that we belong to one another. And then when we forget that, or we forget how to recollect that, then how can we truly care? And yet we do, or not. I mean, sometimes we care, but we do belong to one another. We're aware of what's going on halfway around the world as clearly as we are aware of what's going on down the hall. We're aware that there, but for fortune, good or bad, you know, that person in battle could be us. That person winning the Nobel Prize could be us. that woman dancing, that man in despair, the homeless child, the immigrant at sea, all of them could be us. And when we look inside and see our own suffering and our own potential, it matches up. It matches up in small ways. It matches up in big ways. And we can see, or at least I'll speak for myself, I can see with my own eyes, with my own heart, that I'm just not different. No matter how differently I look or speak or dress or dance or pray. So I can see this, but it can feel theoretical. Just like on a theoretical level, I know I'm not different from anyone else standing in a courtroom or conference room. But how to really take this in? And I would say through our bodies, right? That first foundation of mindfulness. Kate Johnson, who's a meditation teacher at Spirit Rock Meditation Center, she writes, as we pay attention to the dance of sensation across the field of our awareness from moment to moment, fear and sadness sometimes present themselves to be known and healed, whether or not we have invited them. If we turn away, overwhelmed by the multitudes they contain, we will miss the wisdom they have to share with us about how freedom happens at the cellular level, at the level of muscle and bone. That is so resonant for me, and I would say, I would submit, counselors, that if freedom happens at that level, then compassion happens at the level of muscle and bone too. And that it is available. And yet we still turn away, or I do. And why is that? For me, it's because I'm afraid. It's because I fear that if I let in that common humanity, really let it into the muscle and into the bone, really turn towards that commonality and investigate the way it inhabits my body, I'll be overwhelmed. Or, as I've said before here on the wake-up call, I'm afraid what will happen is that I'll start crying and I'll never stop. But still, even still, that is the task. This letting in of our common humanity and with it, our fear, which is not different from the fear that anyone else encounters. And then moving gently towards both the common humanity and the fear, because they're so scary. And I would even go so far as to say, to submit, that this task is specifically ours as lawyers. And it may be new and it may be unfamiliar, but it is specifically ours as lawyers. It is not the task of problem solving, right? We have that task too. But the task of being with our clients, our opposing counsel, our partners, ourselves, in ways that enable us to see the common suffering, the common pain, the common humanity. Pema reminds us, compassion is not a relationship between the healer and the wounded. It is a relationship between equals. Only when we know our own darkness well can we be present with the darkness of others. So a relationship between equals, including our demons, and knowable only by turning towards our own inner darkness and knowing it well. And at least in my practice or my imagination of my practice, this is not one time or two times or for a week or a month or a year or a long retreat. Going in, taking the time, learning my own darkness. I suspect this is the work of a lifetime. I suspect that we have to do this, or I know I have to do this for as long as I live. So let's sit. Find your posture. Whatever will support you for the next few minutes of practicing together. Check in with your body. How is your body feeling right now, today? Give yourself a couple of minutes to really check in. What a compassionate act. Where is there tightness? Where is there relaxation? Where is there fear? And where is ease? Locating the breath and beginning to just ride the waves of the breath in and out. Stabilizing the body, stabilizing the mind. Turning the attention inward to the heart and just inviting the heart to expose itself to you. Expose itself to your awareness. What is in the heart? Gently inviting the heart to reveal her secrets. Letting the body reveal its secrets at the cellular level. At the level of muscle and bone. if something arises and your impulse is to turn away, imagine putting out your hand to a small child, to a puppy, and saying, come on back. Gently, lovingly, moving gently towards whatever scares you. Only when we know our own darkness well can we be present with the darkness of others. Staying with the body, staying with the breath, staying with whatever this practice reveals. And gently, gently. Thank you so much for being here today. It was wonderful to see everyone. Take care. Be safe out there. Be warm if you're back east. Well, I guess if you're everywhere, be warm in the Northern Hemisphere. I'll see you next Thursday.